Europe's sovereign AI bet and the deep learning history behind it. A project called APERTUS is positioning itself as an open foundation model for sovereign AI, with explicit framing around giving European institutions, governments, and organizations the ability to run capable AI infrastructure without routing sensitive data through American or Chinese cloud providers. The announcement scored 416 points and 140 comments on Hacker News, a strong signal for a project with a serious policy agenda. The word sovereign carries specific weight in this context, a model that a nation or bloc can deploy, audit, modify, and control entirely, with no foreign infrastructure dependency, no data leaving the jurisdiction, and no licensing terms dictated by an outside company, changes the compliance calculus for entities operating under GDPR, NIS2, and the EU AI Act's tiered risk categories. The current landscape for European enterprise AI involves accepting terms from Microsoft Azure's OpenAI service, Google's equivalent, or boutique European providers that typically lag 2 to 3 generations behind the frontier. APERTUS is attempting a third path: genuine frontier capability, open weights, European governance. A resurging post about a 1991 Munich workshop by Jürgen Schmidhuber provided relevant historical context. Though Schmidhuber's priority claims over LSTM and other architectures are genuinely contested, and the HN comment thread reflected that tension. Setting aside the credit disputes, the historical argument is that the conceptual foundations for large-scale neural network training were largely in place by the early 1990s, and what changed between then and 2012 was principally compute, data availability, and engineering choices that made backpropagation scale. For APERTUS, that history is strategically useful. If fundamental techniques are decades old and well understood, building a capable open foundation model is primarily an engineering and resource problem rather than a research frontier problem. The antitrust dimension is also relevant to APERTUS's competitive environment. Under the Sherman Act, the foundational U.S. antitrust statute from 1890, the violation is defined not as having dominant market position, but as acquiring or maintaining it through exclusionary conduct. Market share alone is insufficient. The legally relevant questions in AI are whether access to training data, cloud infrastructure, or distribution channels is being controlled in ways that foreclose entry for challengers, not simply whether American labs happen to be large.